And welcome back. I know we got lost for a few minutes. Something shut down here on live on State Street, 520 in front of the new knuckleheads. But we're all right now.
We are, man. We're broadcasting literally on State Street. We got friends stopping by. Guys like Mark from the Sack stopped into the new knuckleheads, and he's got some new CBD products. He's going to check them out. They're giving great deals. Tell him the devil sent you. Or Pizza Box Mike, but, you know, the whole point.
Right.
We told you, go there and check out their new location right here, 520 State Street. But Pizza Box Mike, I can't believe the audience probably missed our conversation about Republican social Darwinism.
Right.
And the reluctance of, you know, the Republicans to get a vaccine, a known cure for an illness that's starting to blow up again. We're going to have a... You know, I mean, right now here on the streets, I wouldn't be worried about catching COVID even if I was unvaccinated. During the summer, out on the streets, I'm okay with this. But
not me,
at
man.
Some point,
lightning somewhere. Look out.
Well, I'm not looking to get struck by lightning, but I am vaccinated.
Me too.
And I would like to think that, you know, we've done our part, man. And where's our social responsibility? You and I, every day, we're doing our part. We're trying to encourage people, get the shot.
Nope, everybody out for themselves. Crudy, I changed my mind.
Are you?
Back,
are you taking the Dominic point of view?
Cynical as hell, man. I do not hold out much hope, okay? But there are things that keep me going. We've talked about it. You know, there's a lot of good people in this world. We're seeing a lot of them today. But then, I asked you, do you look at people and go, yeah, Trump guy over there? And you're you're a little more forgiving, you're a little more open. I'm not, man. At this point, it's about self-preservation. Seriously. I see some guy looking angry, all jacked up, you know, white dude looking like he's, you know, pissed off because other people are maybe getting an opportunity.
Well, I'm not going to go throw a hug on that guy.
No, man. I'm going to go the other way. I'm nervous.
Come on a glorious day, Maxwell Street days. You think even the Trumpsters are sitting on the edge right now, looking at a guy like you broadcasting off the tailgate of the devil wagon, saying that guy's going to hell, and I'm going to send him there.
I don't know. What do you think about Denver outside the baseball stadium? That crowd.
I think that was unrelated to the All-Star game.
It's all related, though. It's all violence. It's all guns everywhere.
Sure. Sure, in that regard, you're right.
So now I'm understanding where they're talking about, you know, far-left factions. These ain't far-left factions. These guys are militant freaks, man. I'm far-left, okay? Far-left means, damn it, I care about the planet. And, yes, I do care about what Republicans do because they have children too, right? And they're innocent of all this stuff. So why are we playing? It isn't politics for me. It's always been personal. And if I ever did decide to try and get involved in local government or state government, I'd be me. I'd do it the way I do it, man. I wouldn't bow down to anything because how do you compromise with wrong, right? You can either be right or you can be wrong. If you're in the middle, you're
clearly,
half wrong.
You're clearly not a married man, Pizza Box Mike, because you'd figure out sometimes you got to compromise with wrong.
Oh, well, that's a different story altogether. I've been in a relationship for over 30 years, and hopefully she's getting help right now, man. She's more sane than I am, and you know where I told you she's calling me from every day, talking to me and trying to bring me back down to earth, because I don't know, I guess a lot of it was, you know, spending that time with my family, right, my son and his wife and their six kids, and that's gone now, so, that left a void, and you know what else I did? I came back, Wednesday, I decided I'm not going to put this nicotine patch on today.
Hmm.
So I went like 3 days, and I'm just dog tired. And I'm like, I'm going through withdrawal. Through nicotine withdrawal.
Sure you are.
So I put a patch on for today.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going
to. Don't torture yourself,
no,
Michael.
I need my energy level back. You know, it's like it was working against me. So I know nicotine's not good, but wearing the patch is far better than any other ingested.
My little cynical buddy, and I don't know when you got so cynical, but let me warm your soul just a little bit. I'll tell you what we have in common with the Trumpsters. They also love their kids and their grandkids. And I went to a lot of Trump rallies, and, you know, we'd show up early, and I'd like to go meet the Trumpsters. I'd like to see what makes them tick. But there's one guy, he was proud. He's Front Row Joe, although his name was like Clive or something, but he called himself Front Row Joe. And I saw Front Row Joe at several of the Trump rallies around the nation. And, you know, I met this guy, and he's very energetic, and he's singing all the Trump brands and all the stuff. And about the third Trump rally I see Front Row Joe at, he's got his granddaughter. And
poor thing.
Beautiful little girl, 3-4 years old, little pretty blonde girl. And she's looking at Front Row Joe, at her granddad, like he is the greatest guy ever. Because to her, he is. And he was a doting grandfather all day. He was loving on that little girl. And I watched him, and I'm thinking, this guy clearly loves his granddaughter, and his granddaughter loves him. And, you know, and I think to myself, well, we have that in common, that and Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Dude's got my hat.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you're an Indiana bandana guy, Michael, so, you know, I've seen a few of you walking around as well.
Are there any good hat stores on State Street anymore? Because the Sacred Feather's gone, and that's where I lost my most infamous hat, was purchased there years ago, so.
Well, Pizza Box Mike, we are out here on State Street. Maxwell Street Day is the occasion, and we're broadcasting out in front of Knucklehead's new location, 520 State Street. And the people, humanity, walking by, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And, you know, we fall somewhere on that spectrum ourselves.
Well, I have a lot of empathy with ugly. So, yeah, you're okay.
Yeah?
Everything's cool. I mean, no, I look, you know, sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm like, is that really what you look like, dude? You really need to.
Oh, looking at oneself in the mirror?
Yeah.
And then, I try not to look too hard. I always sort of squinted at myself and thought, but then yeah, he looks pretty good if you don't look too hard.
But then I look at past the unkempt Pizza Box Mike and look deep into the soul.
Yeah.
And it's like a, you know, it's the best pizza ever, right? No anchovies, no onions. Anything else can pretty much go on there.
Yeah, yeah. Buddy, we are, you know, we're going to have to get you some food. I think you get hangry or something.
Well, yeah, no, there's no doubt I'll probably eat today sometime.
So let's get back to this conversation. If you don't mind, I don't mean to tell you what to talk about on your show. But social Darwinism, responsibility to our neighbors when they're too dense, too Trumpster, too dumb to do the right things for themselves. At what point is it okay just to say, you know what, I love you, man, but if you get COVID and you die, you die?
No, I prefer to go head on with it and say, get the you-know-what away from me, man.
Yeah.
That's what I do now. I'm like, you know, I've been to, like, before we had vaccinations, there were people having rallies up at the Capitol, and I went to, like, cover it, and some girl comes running out of that crowd asking me where the bathroom is. Man, I'm like, get back, Jack. I was like, they're on the trucks, man. Jump off. They wouldn't let them put porta-potties out. Madison police wouldn't do it. So yeah. We do still have some safety devices in place, and this is why Darwinism, as it plays out, might not be a bad thing. No, I'm serious. Look, the planet is... Are we going to argue about whether the planet's in danger?
No. I mean, it's clearly in danger, and those that don't want to do anything about it are the very same ones that are reluctant to get vaccinated, the known cure to a known worldwide pandemic.
Well, I still...
But they don't believe it because Fauci said to do it.
There's only one way we're going to stop all this insanity, and that's with, like, a 5 million person march, maybe. You know, they took away high-speed rail for a reason. Because that we could get to D.C. in a day and back, and they don't want to see regular people. This is all about, and that's what I noticed about Indianapolis, and I got to say, they had this White River State Park, okay? And you're walking down this long street, and you're seeing all the events that happened, like this is where Abraham Lincoln gave his speech about this, that, and the other, and I'm like, yeah, that's cool, but nobody's paying attention to that now, so why, you know... He's talking about equality, and we don't have that. And I'm watching, you know, and I just keep being reminded of all the history that I'm walking past and their state house. And I'm like, yeah, they're controlled by Republicans. And I'm trying to talk to certain people. And then people weren't friendly. And I'm like, what's going on here, man? Get down to, like, the museum, and I'm like, I'm going to go in and check this museum out. Oh, it's like $25 for an hour. I'm like, what? I don't have an hour, and I certainly wouldn't spend $25 trying to chase my hour, whatever. Then I go to the zoo, and the same thing there. All these people going in panties. That's when I started feeling cynical again. I'm like, this is for people that are doing well, right? So what I see happening in the world is that a lot of people that are doing well are doing weller, right? And a lot of the people that are doing bad are doing worse. It's going to continue that way. Inflation right now is just skyrocketing. We can talk about that when we come back from this next break.